Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is the 24th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2020. And Merry Christmas Eve. You're listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our time today is going to be a little bit different than what we usually do. There will still be some scripture reading, but I'm going to work pretty quickly through the scripture reading back to back to back without much of the usual order. And what I want to do today is just focus on Psalm chapter 98, Isaiah chapter 9, and Luke chapter 1. And I want us to focus in on these texts and think about how God has come to redeem his people. That we, at this time of the year, we think of the birth of Christ, and we think of how he came. God in flesh, very God of very God, man and God together. And he took on our flesh, and then he lived in obedience to the law of God, and he went to the cross, and he bore our wrath, and he was buried, and he rose again from the dead. And so, as we, at this time of the year, reflect on this coming of Christ, may we also long for his second coming. And so may what we read here in these scriptures move us to the longing of Christ's final return. And may it move us to obedience as we live between his two comings, as we live to seek his kingdom and to be about his kingdom business here on earth. May we be obedient to him, and may we rejoice in who he is and what he has done. And so now listen to this reading from the book of Psalm, chapter 98. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm has gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Oh, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. Now, dear brothers, listen to this reading from the Old Testament from Isaiah chapter 9. This is chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. But there will be no more gloom for her who was in anguish. In earlier times, he treated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali with contempt. But later on, he shall make it glorious by the way of the sea, on the other side of Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, a light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence, as with gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders. The rod of their oppressor is at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle torrent, and the cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Oh God, make speed to save us. You are a wonderful God. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever and ever. Amen. Now, brothers, listen to this account from Luke chapter 1. And we're going to start with verse 46. And this is after Mother Mary, the virgin, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, had visited Elizabeth and found that she was with child as well. And so this is Mary's praise. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. And Mary said, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever." And Mary stayed with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had displayed his great mercy toward her, and they were rejoicing with her. And it happened that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to call him Zacharias after his father. But his mother answered and said, "No, indeed, but he shall be called John." And they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by that name." And they made signs to his father as to what he wanted him called. And he asked for a tablet and wrote it as follows, "His name is John." And they were all astonished. And at once his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak in praise of God. Fear came on all those living around them. And all these matters were being talked about in all the hill country of Judea. All who heard them kept them in mind, saying, "What then will this child turn out to be?" For the hand of the Lord was certainly with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David his servant, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give to his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child continued to grow and to become strong in spirit, and he lived in the deserts until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all that inhabited the earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came to a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as has been told them. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive also those who have sinned against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. O dayspring, splendor of the eternal light and Son of righteousness, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. O King of kings, you whom they long for, and cornerstone that makes all one, come and save humanity which you have formed out of the clay. Now, brothers, I thank you for having spent this time with me in the word of the Lord. And I pray that your Christmas time is blessed. The Daily Sword is going to be taking a few days off. We won't be returning until after the new year. But when the Monday following the new year, we will begin again and continue where we've left off in our scripture reading. We want to finish reading through the Bible. But I thank you for having spent your time with me this past year as we've gone through the Daily Sword. And I know it's called the Daily Sword, and sometimes it's not been daily. And I apologize. There have been times as a pastor and as a father, things have taken me away from my schedule, and I've not been able to sit down in front of my computer and record. But I have enjoyed this year, and it has been a blessing to read through so much scripture together and prayers together, to look at old ancient prayers throughout the church, and to be encouraged by God's word. The word of God is true. It's always true. And you can apply it to every area of life. And so I thank you for listening to the Daily Sword. You can visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.